spoken about XRP, obviously driven largely by Ripple. You've spoken about XLM. What crypto do you see as winners from a United States point of view? And then we'll talk more broadly about Europe and the rest of the world.
So ISO compliant assets that are United States based are Ripple, of course, Stellar.
Yep.
And even projects like Chainlink isn't United States based. But when you think of ISO compliance and the fact that ISO compliant tokens have to be internationally used, and that's why projects like FedNow and even FedWire migrated to the ISO standard. The whole point of the ISO standard was to make these protocols that may not be based in the United States accessible to the United States. But United States based ISO compliant projects like Hedera, Ripple, Stellar, and even projects like Hyperledger via Quant, these are projects that I'm seeing gain real world adoption in the United States when it comes to even HBAR and its participation in the artificial intelligence arena. They have a partnership with NVIDIA, which is behind the chips behind ChatGPT. And I like to bring that up simply because people are always looking for an AI investment, and it's not necessarily on the forefront of HBAR and its marketing strategy when it comes to how much they're involved in the AI space. But HBAR is certainly my number one AI asset when it comes to taking advantage of this huge shift, because HBAR is basically securing the data that artificial intelligence models are using, large language models are using, which will secure our future when it comes to, I would say, rogue data that AI may be using to produce incorrect information. HBAR basically secures that information and tracks all the data that AI can be trained on, and allowing companies to trust the data that the AI is being trained on. So HBAR being integrated into all of NVIDIA AI chips, that's extremely bullish for its future, and definitely extremely bullish from a United States perspective as well.